Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Ephesus Baptist Church. This is God's house. He's provided it for us to come and to worship and to praise Him. And I ask you, are you glad you're part of the family of God?
Amen.
Amen. Today, our text and our message is the sixth beatitude. As you know, we've been studying and talking about the beatitudes for the last 5 weeks, and we've got a couple of more weeks to finish up. And I hope that you have enjoyed our look at the beatitudes as given to us by Jesus at the Sermon on the Mount. And while that text is Matthew 5:8, I thought I'd take the opportunity to go back and start with Matthew 5:3 and come forward to verse 8 and refresh our memory about what we've talked about to this point. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. And then our beatitude for today that we will look at in depth. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. May God add His blessing to our reading, hearing, and studying of His Word. The psalmist asks, who shall ascend the hill of the Lord? Who may stand in His holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not lift up his soul to an idol or swear by what is false. He will receive blessing from the Lord and vindication from God His Savior. So my question to you this morning is, how is your heart? The Greek word heart is cardia, from which we get cardiac and other similar words. And when the doctor asks, how is your heart doing, or how is your heart, he is referring to the organ in your chest that is the center of your physical life. But the word heart is also used in God's word figuratively as the center of one's moral and spiritual nature. You know, Jesus said, for out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false testimony, slander. These are what make a man unclean. And many times in the Bible, and particularly in 1 Samuel, we are told that when God judges a person, He looks at his heart. God does not judge a person as man does. Man looks at the things on the outward side of a person, the outward appearance, the outward actions, the outward attitude, but God looks at the heart. And this is the meaning of this sixth beatitude. God is looking to see what is the condition of our spiritual heart. So asking, how is your heart? I'm not asking you about the physical organ in your body. Rather, I'm asking about your moral and your spiritual nature. How are things with you spiritually? Because that will determine whether you will see God. The Bible speaks of those who have a deceitful and wicked heart. It also speaks of those who have an evil heart of unbelief as to God and to Jesus as His Son. And it is possible for someone's heart to become so hardened to the teaching of God that they turn away from the good news, from the gospel. Remember, Pharaoh in Egypt did this. His heart had hardened so much towards the God of the Jews that he punished them. And God brought plagues upon Egypt, and this still didn't work. And finally, he had Moses lead them to freedom. So when Jesus says, "Blessed are the pure in heart," he was speaking of an inner moral purity as opposed to outward cleansing. You know, the Pharisees were obsessed with external cleansing and ceremony. You know, you can't eat this, you can't touch that, you can't, touch a dead animal carcass, you can't do this. They were all about these ceremonies and involving what is clean and unclean. And several times in the Bible, they asked Jesus about clean and unclean and what was clean and unclean. But Jesus accused them, even though they were obsessed with this outward cleansing, their outward appearance, Jesus accused them of having inner corruption. Listen to these searing words to the Pharisees that Jesus said as recorded in the 23rd chapter of Matthew. "Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You clean the outside of the cup and dish, but inside they are full of greed and self-indulgence. Blind Pharisee, first clean the inside of the cup and dish, and then the outside also will be clean. Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, hypocrites! You are like whitewashed tombs, which look beautiful on the outside, but on the inside are full of dead men's bones and everything unclean. In the same way, on the outside you appear to people as righteous, but on the inside you are full of hypocrisy and wickedness." You know, when we talk about Jesus' beatitude saying, "Blessed are the pure of heart," this word "pure" in Greek is katharsos, and it's a form of the word from which we get many words, but one of which is catharsis. And the basic meaning of the word is to make pure by cleansing away the dirt and the filth and the contamination of whatever you are trying to clean. And catharsis is used quite often by psychologists and counselors for a process of cleansing the minds and the emotions of people that are troubled. Well, purity of heart refers to an inward moral purity rather than to an external appearances. Now, outwardly, we know that the Pharisees appeared to be morally clean. They obeyed all the rules. They did the ceremonies that the Jewish law said were necessary to be performed. But their hearts were not pure. Their hearts were corrupt. Inside, they were still thinking wicked, deceitful thoughts. They still lied to other people. They still had desires of the flesh, but yet they wanted people to think of them as pure in heart. Jesus teaches us that inward heart righteousness, inward purity in the heart, is much more important than outward rule righteousness. Remember that, you know, he was asked about, working on Sunday, and he weren't supposed to work on Sunday, but if the calf fell in the ditch, were you to let the calf die? This is what Jesus asked him. Said, are you to let the calf die, or do you get the calf out, or the animal out, or the horse out, or whatever it is? So this purity of heart that Jesus is talking about, this, it refers to an inward purity, a moral purity, rather than just cleanliness on the outside. Pure in heart refers to a single-minded person who is free from the tyranny of a divided self. Those who are pure in heart do not try to serve God and the world at the same time. And this is where many of us as Christians get into trouble. You know, we want to be children of God. We want to be the good examples. We come to church. We serve on the committees. We go to Bible study. We go to visitation. We do all these things. And yet, we still, once we are away from the church, then we revert to our worldly ways. We succumb to the sin that Satan puts in front of us. This is where we get into trouble. Pure in heart speaks of a sincere person whose heart is free from falsehood and is free from pretense. You know, a hypocrite is nothing but an actor pretending to be something he or she is not. Think about that. Hypocrites want us to believe they are one thing when actually they are another. They have a divided heart. They're trying to serve God and to serve man, to live in the secular world but be a child of God. And when I say live in the secular world, we all physically live here but partake of those things secular, which Satan, the enemy, wants us to do. The sin and corruption and, you know, just watching this movie, it's not quite that bad. And, you know, this song has a few bad words in it, but it's okay. And the next thing you know, that purity that we want in our hearts is nowhere to be found. James says that friendship with the world is hatred toward God, and that anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world is an enemy of God. Jesus himself said, you cannot serve man and money, or man and mammon, as the King James Version puts it. The word mammon referring to riches or wealth. He said, you cannot serve both God and only God can give us a pure heart. You can't buy happiness. You can't buy purity. You can't buy respect with money. Because if you still have that sin in your heart, that sin that you're going to act upon, you will not have the purity that Jesus is speaking of in this beatitude. You know, David, after he sinned, prayed to God, create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Jesus tells us, as he does with the other Beatitudes, there is a special blessing associated with those who have a pure heart, who have this inward morality and purity rather than external appearances, which mask the true person. He says, the pure in heart are blessed because they will see God. Those who have pure in heart who are living now or as they lived on this earth saw God in the present through their faith. Remember that through his faith, Moses left Egypt and did not fear the king, did not fear the Pharaoh, and he persevered because he had seen the one who was invisible. He had seen God in his heart. He knew God was there with him. And one day, those who are pure in heart, those of us who are servants of the Lord and who are truly Christians, who are truly children, will meet the Lord face to face. And we will know him because we shall be like him and we shall see him as he truly is. So the question now is your spiritual heart corrupt before God? Do you need a new spiritual heart? Well, the good news is that Jesus Christ can remove all of the deceit, all of the iniquity, and all of the sin from your heart. He virtually transforms your life before God and before others. Well, the question is, are we willing to ask Jesus to cleanse us from all of our sin and to give us a new spiritual heart? Because only through faith in Jesus as Lord and Savior can we become pure enough, righteous enough to stand before God. I know I've said this many times from this pulpit, but I want you to remember that once Adam and Eve fell to sin, then God said that we were not righteous enough to stand in His presence. Remember, nobody could look upon God. And He says, we are not righteous enough. And He gave His Son so that His blood could wash away our sins so that we then could be pure enough and righteous enough to be in God's presence for eternity. But we must believe on Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Well, how can we have a pure heart? It's not difficult. First, we must realize that we are unable to live a single holy moment without the power and guidance of the Lord. Cleansing begins with the recognition that we have a weakness, that we have a sin. Obviously, if we are not going to admit it, that we are sinners, then we cannot get help from God. Weakness seeks out the strength of God to help us, and we must admit that weakness. Second, we must stay in God's word. It's impossible to stay in God's will if we don't stay in His word, if we don't study it on a regular basis, if we don't read the verses and commit them to memory and keep them and hide them in our hearts. Third, we must be controlled by and walking with the Holy Spirit. If we walk with the Holy Spirit, we shall not carry out the desires of the flesh. We shall be able to resist. We shall be pure of heart and not give in to Satan's temptation. And fourth, we must pray. We can't stay in God's will or understand and obey His word if we do not stay near Him. And the way we stay near Him is through communicating with Him on a daily basis. We need to talk to Him. We need to tell Him of our concerns. We need to tell Him of our shortfalls. We need to confess that we can't do what we thought we could do on our own, that we need Him to help us to resist the temptations of the flesh, to resist Satan's siren call and give in to sin. So how is your heart? Is it pure enough so that you will be able to stand in God's presence when you leave this earth? Spiritually speaking, could it be that your heart is so corrupt, so hardened, and so dead that you need a new spiritual heart? All you have to do is ask Jesus to come into your life, to be your Lord and Savior, to walk with Him, to keep the Holy Spirit right by your side and don't drive Him away. And then you'll be able to say, yes, Lord, I'm pure of heart, and I look forward to seeing You. If you haven't accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior, today is the day to do that. Today is the day to come forward and say, I want to be righteous enough. I want to be pure in heart enough that I can see God and be with him for eternity. And if you are already a believer and you need to reevaluate whether you are more like a Pharisee, that you're religious and you, yes, you believe in God, but you still want to live on the edge and to give in to those temptations that we all face, then just renew your commitment today as we sing the hymn. Just tell the Lord that you're going to try to do better and ask for his guidance and help. Come as we sing hymn number 318, The Nail-Scarred Hand.